Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is your attitude helping or hurting you? Your attitude is a powerful sentiment. It affects every part of your life, your self-image, relationships, business, and even your health. There's just no way I can cover this subject effectively in one post, and so today I am launching a 3-part series dedicated to your attitude. A simple definition of attitude is a person's feeling or emotion toward a fact or situation. It's a person's mental outlook on circumstances, one's temperament, mood, or viewpoint. People tend to think that there are only 2 kinds of attitudes, positive and negative, but really there are many. Here are just a few: friendly or reserved, confident or insecure, cheerful or depressing, compassionate or callous, determined or indecisive, peaceful or destructive, appreciative or ungrateful. It's easy to see that all of these can be classified as either positive or negative, and they truly do identify who you are. Attitude is a key component in defining one's personality. Your attitudes affect how people see you, whether they like or dislike you, whether they want to be around you or avoid you. It affects their viewpoint about you, how they respond to you, whether you gain or lose influence with them. Your attitude is reflected through your tone of voice, the expression on your face, your body language, and the courtesy or lack thereof you extend to others. Think of someone you know who always seems to have a good attitude. Who immediately comes to mind? How do you feel about this person? Is this someone you enjoy being around? Is this someone you would hire if you were an employer? Is this someone that you would buy something from if he or she were selling something you needed? Now, think about someone who always seems to have a bad attitude. Who do you immediately think about? How do you feel about this person? Is this someone you enjoy being around? Does this person give you energy or draw energy from you? If you were having a party, would you invite this person? How likely would you be to embrace any idea that comes out of his or her mouth? Your attitude is a choice, and that choice is 100% within your control. Just know that the choice you make will influence every aspect of your life. Let me encourage you to begin looking at what's good in your life, not what's bad. If you're going through a difficult period, remember, your attitude can make your life even worse, or it could be the catalyst to turning your life around. If you've experienced some recent failures, learn all you can and then force yourself to stop thinking about them. Continuing to think about the mistakes you've made will affect your self-esteem, your self-confidence, and ultimately your attitude. Let's face it, we all make mistakes. I've made hundreds of mistakes. Everyone slips and stumbles somewhere along the way. But your success does not depend upon how often you fail. It depends upon how often you get up and try again and how much you learn from each experience. Perhaps most importantly, stop complaining. What do you gain by complaining? Certainly you do not attract others. Most people don't want to be around those who complain. You can't change a situation by whining. You don't make any progress or improve your circumstances by moaning and groaning. In fact, I can't think of one positive result that comes from complaining. If you find yourself struggling to keep a positive attitude at your job, begin to enjoy what you don't currently enjoy. Make it fun. Look for the positives. Look at how you can grow yourself through what would normally be unpleasant experiences. People's respect grows for the person who has a positive attitude when it would be easy to have the opposite. So, let me ask you to be honest with yourself and do a little evaluation. If your family, friends, and coworkers were to describe your attitude, what would they say? Starting now, I want to challenge you to become aware of your attitude and its effect on your life and those around you. In tomorrow's lesson, we will look at several other situations that can challenge your ability to have a good attitude. By the end of this 3-part series, you will have learned the strategies that you need to be the first person that people think of when they're asked, "Who do you know that always seems to have a good attitude?" And as Winston Churchill has said, attitude is a little thing, that makes a big difference.